And I'm Tiz Jism. I'm Tiz Jism. AKA Steve Creed.
Yahweh! Ciao, Cross Monkeys. Welcome to Pure Boys Podcast. I'm Adam Creep and Chiz.
And I don't know if I ever need to introduce myself again because it's literally all there in the song. I'm creepy and I'm weird. I'm Steve Creep and I'm here to say I get creepy in the most creepy way.
Wow, I thought Blondie had walked into the recording studio and started rapping again.
We shouldn't have ever moved on from a hip hop, a hippie to the hip-hop, and you don't stop.
Oh, you don't stop. Oh.
A rocket.
Oh, to the bang-bang boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and up jumped the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to the
boogie.
Boogie to
the
boogie, yeah. Of course.
Never should have moved on from that.
No. No. I mean, what if you went to your friend's house for a meal, and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas all mush, and the chicken tastes like wood.
Ugh.
I know.
Gross.
How could that happen? If I went to a friend's house and the chicken tasted like wood, I would tell them because they're doing it wrong then.
I'd also say, is this wood? Are you feeding me wood? When you taste wood out there, don't just like eat the wood. Ask something. Say something.
Yeah, if you see something, say something. That's the rule we established.
If you eat wood, say wood.
Exactly. And if James Woods invites you over to his house and tries to put his wood in your mouth, then you better tell somebody.
Or take it like a mensch.
Take it like a mensch. Speaking of menches, we're here to talk about 2022's plus one at an Amish wedding. Oh, what a flick.
What a flick. The tits were out. The stars were shining. And of course, I was talking about udders.
Oh, I thought you meant farm. I thought you meant the birds.
Oh, the birds. There is a tit bird. That was dumb that we named a bird a tit.
I mean, I feel like the slang for yabos came afterwards.
True enough.
It's a wild world out there. It is a wild world out there. There's blue-footed boobies and all kinds of stuff out there that you can view through your telescope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the word binoculars, and it didn't... I could picture binoculars, but I couldn't picture the word for them, and then telescope is what came out. And that's wrong, but, you know, right at the same time.
Speaking of binoculars, do you always, like, go on the internet every, like, year to 2 years and look at binoculars and go like, hey, I should buy some of these, and then realize they're too expensive and then don't buy them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like binoculars are just a thing that you, like, when you move into a new house, there's either binoculars there or there's not. And if there's not, then you don't get binoculars. Sorry.
True enough, when I was a kid, there was always just binoculars around. Everybody had binoculars, and it's not something that I've gone out and had to get myself. It was there.
And also, like, what the hell do you need them for? Doesn't your iPhone have a 13x zoom on it?
Yes, my iPhone has a 13x zoom on it. I'm looking to upgrade to the 14, but the software's too expensive.
Of course. You could buy a pair of binoculars for the price of a new iPhone.
Yeah, you can buy a whole house.
Right? Why would you buy a pair of binoculars when you get an iPhone? It's like buying a knife when you can buy a Swiss Army knife. It's stupid to buy a regular knife. You can buy a Swiss Army knife.
And I know you're joking, but...
I don't know how you know that.
I don't want anybody out there to buy a knife and poke themselves in the eye when they're trying to look at things in the woods.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. You don't want to hold the knife up to your eyes and go, what do I see?
Yeah, maybe people would think that, like, the light's supposed to reflect off of them somehow and, like, you know, enhance their vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you wear glasses, same as I do. Do you ever notice...
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I guess it's time to do the Pure Boys Prayer.
God bless our podcast, please. God bless all podcasts, please.
We love you, please. Amen.
Amen. I definitely wanted to stop you from telling everybody that I wear sunglasses.
I didn't tell them that you wear sunglasses. You just told them that. You're blowing up your spot right now.
Frick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sucks. What were you going to say? Did you have, like, a whole spiel? Were you going to stand up and,
yes,
like, really give it to me?
I was going to take the mic out of the stand and just start talking into it, start pacing around my living room ranting about glasses and your glasses, which look very good on you. And you know what? I'm going to blow up your spot a little bit more. They're Buddy Holly-style glasses, and I think they suit you very well.
Oh, thank you very much. I bought the cheapest glasses I could on clearly.ca.
So did he.
Dot Haiti.
Yeah, correct.
And
I'll edit that
definitely
out.
Edit that.
Yeah, I'll bleep out the dot Haiti.
I was gonna talk to you about our bleeps. Could we change the bleep noise to you saying Martin?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Don't know what the technology is. You're the master behind the disaster.
The only thing about it that might not work is that sometimes the things I have to censor are longer than me going, Martin? So it might...
Put two Martins.
Martin? Just... All right. Yeah, I'm into that. I can do that. Sure.
Yeah, they call it the Barkin' Martins.
Oh, is that Steve Creep and the Barkin' Martins? I love it. I already love it.
That's a good barbershop quartet name.
Brother, I am hot as farting right now. Oh my god, I think I'm gonna die in here. I'm sweating so much. I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
I just took off my blankie. I'm getting quite warm myself. I think it's just our heat. The vibes that we share between each other get so hot.
I think so. Well, and I got a fireplace on my left side and a window with the sun beating in on the right side. All right, he's taking off his shirt and I'm considering doing the same. Jeepers, Crimen.
It's also the most unflattering, like, position a person could be in, where you just, like, slump forward a little bit, like, and your butt is stuck into the wedge of the couch.
Yeah, your gut is being compressed, your bosoms are hanging down, you're just living a nightmare life.
Like, I look like I'm 90% bosom right now.
And it's purely because you're leaning back in a way, you're compressing into the couch.
I'm compressed and leaned, the favorite position I like to be in when getting effed.
Amen. Speaking of getting effed, we're talking about 2022's plus one at an Irish wedding, or whatever it's called.
Amish.
I know.
Different.
I kept calling it Irish the whole, and I was like, I'm just gonna say that on the show. It's gonna infect my brain. I'm not gonna remember that it's Amish. I'm gonna think it's Irish, and there we are. Proof's in the pudding.
So much pudding.
Oh my god. Hey, speaking of so much pudding, we got to get to the first of many segments. The segments are getting out of control. We only have three.
I don't want to talk about this stupid movie.
Nah, me neither. I want to talk about what's in the news. What do you got for us, Dr. Steve Creep?
Oh, man, I found the best article I could talk about today, and that is stinky seaweed bloom wider than the U.S. heads for Florida.
Wider than the U.S.? What the hell does that mean?
It's 5,500 miles wide, my dear boy. 8,800 kilometers long, and it weighs 10 million tons.
Holy shit. Holy Martin, that's big.
Yeah, it travels throughout the year from West Africa to the Gulf of Mexico, and usually it's not this big.
Yeah, I'd imagine not. I feel like we would have heard about a chunk of seaweed bigger than the United States floating around the ocean.
You would think so, but no, this is very undercover news. This is why I'm bringing it to you, for sure.
I love it. I also just realized that you're wearing a zip-up hoodie with no shirt underneath, like a maniac.
Yeah, I do that all the time. That's my, like... that's my home gear, baby.
That sweater must smell terrible.
Well, after, like, the first day's not so bad.
Right.
But then, like, day four and day five. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you're beautiful, and I love you, and your body is beautiful. Your body is a wonderland, as far as I'm concerned.
When I'm out in public, I wear normal clothes, almost.
Of course.
And then when I'm home, I just want to lounge myself in the sweatiest, comfortablest clothing.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt and a woman's Smash and Tess romper. It's so comfortable. Ugh.
That's nice.
It is
nice. It's nice to be nice. I think we got away from pajamas. I've been watching some movies from the 50s and 60s, and those mother frickers got into pajamas as soon as they got home.
Those Mother Martins?
Yeah. Martin?
Martin? Yeah, I mean, I'd love a pair of silk pajamas. Wait a minute, we're talking about seaweed that's going to choke out the United States. So what is going to happen when that seaweed that's bigger than the United States hits the United States? Is that it for them?
Well, yeah, that's it. They're done for. Basically, the worst that's going to happen is a bunch of smelly seaweed is going to hit the shores of Florida.
Yuck.
And then a bunch of other... It's going to go to, like, New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. They could use it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to kill much.
And the manatees will be happy. They eat seaweed, don't they?
Yeah, they slap it up.
You know what? They need it, because with all the red tide that's been happening in Florida in the last few years, those manatees are in rough shape. This is real. I hate to get real, but I'm glad to hear that maybe some good news is coming the manatees' way.
Well, the Florida manatees, anyways. Yeah. Caribbean is obviously going to get drowned by this. They're the ones that are going to get hit the most. U.S.
Oh, no.
Always stays fine.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Fine and fine.
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, wine. hey, that's good news. The gospel brings good news.
Yeah, give me the good news from your end.
Oh, sure. Well, in 2008, Huey Lewis and the Newest made their triumphant return to pop culture with the smash hit song from the movie of the same name, Pineapple Express. And we welcomed Huey Lewis back with open arms. It was so good to see him again. Welcome back, Huey Lewis. You were missed.
Very much so. I remember the trailer mostly, the MIA Paper Plane song.
Yeah, it was a good song. Too bad she's a lunatic now, but still a good song.
Yeah, but we all turn into lunatics when we get older, I think.
That's true. I think that's what they mean by people get more conservative the older they get. Got 'em.
Well, I have one conservative news that's rife with legitimacy and straight-headedness.
Ooh, wow, I can't wait for that. And I'm assuming that will be in next week's What's in the News, or maybe in the Kevin Sorbo Screen to the Screen. Oh, big wink. All right. Anything else?
I do the big wink, so you see, they don't hear.
Well, okay, fair enough. Oh, what's this voice? Where'd this voice come from? This is a good voice.
I'm glad you called me out on my big wink. It's been a problem lately. I've been big winking my wife a lot lately, and it's it's causing some tension.
Well, of course it is, yeah, because you say things like, I would never divorce you, and then you give her a big wink, and she goes, what do you mean by that? Are you locking that statement in, or are you saying that you're just kidding about that statement? What does the big wink mean in this case?
My wife always wants to lock my statements in, and I tell her I'm not a box and I'm not a lock. Get the F out of my house.
Whose name is on the mortgage?
Yeah, is hers.
Uh-oh.
I don't own ship, and I like it that way.
Yeah, of course. You don't own anything, and you're happy. Just like George Soros and the World Economic Forum once.
We don't own our media.
That's right. People are stupid.
Maybe it's us chugging coffee and yelling at each other that gets us so warm.
Bro, when I do Fiveshare takes 5 minutes, and I'm drenched in sweat by the end of it. Like, I get so hyphy doing that show. I pour sweat out of my body. It's, like, disgusting.
Shout out to Fiveshare. Go watch and listen to Fiveshare. Yep. You're doing a video feed, right?
Right now?
No, for Fiveshare.
On our Patreon... Sorry, I had to take off my pants and jacket. On our Patreon, we do weekly video. I don't do every episode as a video, just one a week, so...
Oh, that's good for the Patreon. I might sign up.
Yeah, you should. It's only $5 a month, because it's Fiveshare. Why not? We're just about to start... No, I guess by the time this comes out, I'll be a week into season 5, and that's... I mean, that's like... That's my champagne season.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the good stuff. That's where you really jump the shark, for a good reason.
Should I just get, like, hammered on champagne during that whole thing?
You should definitely make it a 24-hour stream.
Well, that's perfect. There's 24 episodes in that season, so I can spend 1 hour talking
really?
About... Yeah, watching, and... Well, every season there's 24 episodes, so I could watch... I could do one, and then just do one an hour for the whole day. That's great.
Because you're known for doing 5-minute episodes, and to have a special for one season and have them all be an hour for 24 hours would be grueling, brutal, and you probably wouldn't get your just desserts.
It would be funny, though. Maybe I could. That you know what? You're onto something there. Maybe I could just, like, crush a season out in one 24-hour period and just spend one day of my life doing that. And mushrooms, probably.
Yeah, probably mushrooms. I'll probably pop in for, like, 5 minutes, say hello.
I wish you would, yeah. Hey, you know what? Are we done the segment or what?
What segment are we doing?
Oh, well, of course, that's What's in the News!
Oh, yeah, I was trying to transition to get into a book reading.
Good segment.
I gotta stop talking during that theme song.
Well, you know when I yell, "What's in the news?" There's gonna be something that plays after, except that time. I didn't want to go back into the segment.
Conversationally, when people get hyped up, I get hyped up, so I want to like give it back to them right away.
Oh yeah, no, I get it, man. I totally understand.
You're giving me the good grease, and I want to give it back.
Giving you the good news.
Yeah. Huey yeah. Lewis.
Yeah, oh, Huey Lewis and the newest. We love them. Yeah. Take care of yourself, Huey Lewis. We love you.
Yeah, wrap yourself in oils. Do everything you can.
Oh my God, we didn't like bless a podcast at the start of this show. What podcast? We're only going to do one from now on.
Yeah.
Because if we both do one, then we're going to run out of podcasts. There's only like so many podcasts. There's only like 6 podcasts, and we can't rush through them so quickly.
What was that first podcast that got really famous for Serial?
Sure, yeah. I think, like, wasn't Never Not Funny, like, the first podcast? And who
Oh,
knows?
Yeah, but in my eyes, Serial was the first podcast.
Okay,
sure.
So is that who we're blessing this week, is Serial?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, hey, God bless Serial, and whatever they're doing over there, God bless them.
Yeah, God bless you.
Whatever, I don't even know what Serial, what is Serial?
They solve crimes for people.
Solve crimes, more like wank off.
They started the wave of, like, bringing up old buried crimes and solving them for the police.
That's great. Well, you know how we feel about the police on this show.
We love them.
We love Sting. We love whoever else is in that band. I don't know.
Hey, if God loves them, we love them too. And cops keep telling us God loves them. So
that's true. I mean, name one other member of the police.
God.
Okay, you got it. Well, now it's time for a very important question. A question that is just a question for the ages, really. And that is, of course, Dr. Steve Creep, whomst was the Beggar Vance of Until Forever 2016? 2014?
Pork? Now, Adam.
Yeah?
Whomst do you believe was the Beggar Vance of 2016's unrated Until Forever?
Well, thanks so much for asking, Dr. Steve Creep. To me, of course, the Beggar Vance, Until Forever, was Pork. Great. Great segment.
Seamless.
Perfect. No one will even know that I hit stop on that song and not and just ended it naturally.
Sounded natural.
Mm-hmm. Pork.
Pork.
Listeners, if you didn't tune in to last week's episode, what are you doing here for this one? But if you didn't tune in to last week's episode, you missed the shocking conclusion of can Christians eat pork? We figured it out. We got to the bottom of that question.
And it might be something you weren't expecting.
That's right. The shocking conclusion will shock you. Well.
Or not. You might have saw it the whole time.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, you might have figured it out before we did, which was after we already gave an answer and then changed our answer because we figured it out.
Yeah, we said the sentence a billion times before we figured it out, so you might have figured it out.
You figured it out.
Email us if you figured it out.
Yeah, pureboyspod@gmail.com or head to speakpipe.com/pureboys and let us know if you figured it out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking, go ahead.
I just imagine somebody at home just over the moon that they figured it out before.
Yeah.
I was that person. I figured it out.
Some English teacher being like, these boys, they need to go back to school. I figured it out first thing.
Very buxom British primary teacher.
Yeah, that voice I was doing was definitely a buxom primary teacher from jolly old Britain.
Well, your tits were so huge that you don't have much room for your vocal cords.
That's true. Everything's constrained because of the pressure on your... Because it's pulling everything.
My tits!
I got these two big bazoos on my chest. I can't talk. They're so heavy, I lost my British accent.
And that's the way the body works.
Damn, I was gonna play What's in the News when you said that, but it couldn't load it fast enough.
But how the body works is a good segment.
Well, we'll get to that next week. That'll be our new segment. Yep.
We'll see if it sticks.
Welcome to That's How the Body Works. Gotta get back in time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pee is stored in the balls, and that's how the body works.
We have a million of them.
Yeah, we have a million. I have four, and I forgot to make more. So I'll make more. I've been busy.
Well, I meant how the body works.
Oh, I thought you meant Huey Lewis theme songs, in which case I just totally blew my spot up telling you I only have four.
Well, put a Martin over that, and then you're covered.
Perfect, yeah. For now, I only have Fartin.
Put a Martin on it.
Hey, put a Fartin Martin on that one, all right?
There we go. Yeah. Farty Marty, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby.
Do I miss Farty Marty Dankles? No.
No.
No, of course not. But, you know, I miss saying Farty Marty Dankles.
Mm-hmm. I miss seeing his voice and his lips and his tongue and his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listeners, guess what we're doing after this? Canceling our PureFlix subscription.
Oh, yeah. We're downing the clown.
That's right. And you can guess who the clown is in this circumstance.
And it's not God.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, we're still straight with God. We're cool with him.
Yeah, we're straight with God.
Yeah, God started watching David A.R. White videos on YouTube and was like, oh, my God. Oh, my me.
Oh, my me. He definitely says that.
He just couldn't, like, stand the real world look in to David A.R. White's life and how creepy it is.
Yeah, and how sad it is, and how he's trying so hard to be a good dad, but, like, his kids do not want to be in these videos. And I'll give David credit. He is not respecting them at all for that.
And he doesn't seem like he wants to be in the videos either. Like, he seems affronted that he has to do the camera holding and the volume.
I pay people for this. Where's Tommy Blaze to hold my camera?
I'm at least a B-level celebrity.
C-level for Christian, please. Like, that's what C-level celebrities are, is Christian celebrities.
Christ celebrities. Yeah. Christalies? No, that doesn't work. It's too cumbersome.
Yeah. I don't know. Celebrities, look at these. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, something.
Something there. I don't know.
Look at these is good.
Look at these.
Whenever
is great.
You like need to think of something or a rhyme, just like try to think of look at these.
Yeah.
And you'll get something.
Try to find a word that rhymes with these so you can say look at these after.
Knees, grease.
Japanese, Chinese.
Look at these.
Why was it Japanese, Chinese? Why wasn't Vietnamese in there?
Yeah, Mongolianese.
Cantonese. That's a language.
Yeah, but Cantonese is funny.
Yeah, Portuguese. That's also a language, I guess.
Yeah, and also funny.
They don't speak Portuguese in Portugal, do they?
Do they eat Oreos in Portugal?
I don't know. That's a good question. I asked my cat last night. My wife and I were going to hug, and I asked my cat if she would like to be the cream in our Oreo, and she said, "Bah!" I know. Well, that's true.
That's fun. Like, were you all in bed?
No.
Oh, that's weird then.
Yeah, I know. And by asked my cat, I mean I asked my local jazz musician that I have on retainer.
Well, you do live in the woods and the mountains of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of jazz folk around there.
Oh, yeah. Jazz is alive out in the mountains of Haiti. Some might say it's the birthplace of jazz.
Well, it reverberates off the mountains so well.
Oh, yeah. Those horns. It's the echoed notes back that you don't play. That's what
they keep telling me.
Well, and that's why jazz music is so terrible to people who don't live in a mountainous region. When you play jazz and it echoes back to you, those are the notes you're supposed to be hearing. But then when you go to like a jazz festival, there's no echo, so you don't hear the notes. And they're like, oh, it's the notes are not playing because you're supposed to hear the echo, but you don't.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You ever been to a jazz show?
No.
It sucks. It really sucks.
Yeah, I don't find jazz appealing. Brass instruments, to me are just a whole, like, why invent?
Oh my God. Well, we very, very strongly, I disagree with you on that. I love brass, but I like jazz in the background. Smooth, low, just give me jazz I can just put on and just not think about it, and it's just like fine, great. Just put it on. I don't want to know what these songs are called. I don't care.
Yeah, I like a smooth, chill, just kind of maybe hungover jazz.
Yeah, I like lo-fi hip-hop beats to chill and study to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I love how every person comes up to you and like they discovered lo-fi beats.
Yeah. Have you ever
I've been
heard of
listening to these like lo-fi beats
Yeah.
lately.
You go, "What's lo-fi?" And they go, I don't know. I don't know.
Like hi-fi but low?
Yeah, like hi-fi but low. But what's
Ooh.
fi?
Fidelity.
Right, but what's fidelity besides a
The
bank?
congruency of things.
Oh, you really had me when you said congruency. I was like, oh, he might
Yeah.
know what he's talking about. And then,
I had
yeah.
myself.
Yeah. I got so confident I lost my train of thought.
I truly did. But that's life, baby.
That's the congruency between life and death. Hey, speaking of the congruency between life and death, we got to get to everyone's favorite segment.
The Kevin Sorbo Tweet of the Week.
I want to preface this tweet of the week with I think Kevin Sorbo's been struggling.
No.
He's only been getting like 100,000 views, 200,000 views. He was on top of the mountain with his million viewed tweets, and I think he's suffering a little bit. So this morning he got up pretty early, had to take a dump pretty early at 8:58 a.m. And that large of a dump that early can break a person. So he tweeted, "The left hates women."
All right, Kev. I mean, I don't know what you mean by that, and I don't think you know what you mean by that. I mean, I think you know what you're doing, but I don't think you know what you mean when you say that.
If there has been a tweet from him that is just like him trying to spark controversy
Yeah.
and being totally transparent in that that regard, this is the tweet, because this it doesn't make any sense. It's so it's just dumb.
I mean, like all conservative anger points, things that they get riled up about, it's all just projection. It's all just pointing at someone. It's like lighting your house on fire and then pointing at your neighbor and going, "His house is on fire." It's the same thing, right? So, Kev, sure.
Light your house on fire.
Yeah.
Don't have anybody in it.
I'm glad that how many views did that tweet get again?
349.9.
I mean, that's still a lot. That's
Yep.
still more than I was expecting. I thought you were going to say like 80,000, but how many of the comments on that tweet are just Kevin Sorbet? Because if the answer is more than zero, I'm going to be stoked.
I don't see him up in these. It's more like people just hating on him.
God, it must be so exhausting to be Kevin Sorbo.
Well, you get up and you tweet something hateful and then you go to bed.
Yeah, wake up, take a big dump, tweet something hateful, and then sleep like a baby for another couple hours.
Yeah. Just lap in the luxury of knowing that you live in Texas and not California.
Yeah, and just knowing that, like, you're an actor, you have the most charmed life out of anyone in modern society, and you get paid ridiculous amounts of money to play pretend, and somehow we find value in that, and good for you, Kev. You cracked the system, good for you.
You found the value and 5 stars.
5 stars. You know what? I'm gonna make a bold claim here. I'm gonna say Kevin Sorbo hates women.
And I'm going to make a bold claim and say Kevin Sorbo wins an Oscar.
Wow. All right. Well, if Jamie Lee Curtis can do it, why can't Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo is basically Jamie Lee Curtis, but less talented.
Yeah, less annoying, that's for sure.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis gets me so riled up.
Well, all right. We were really close to the end of that segment. I was getting nervous.
Yeah, I was trying to say short sentences, but when Lee Curtis comes up. Oh, you gotta know I gotta compliment that body.
When Ms. Lee Curtis comes up.
That her body be banging.
Her name is Jamie, last name Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Is that wild?
Yeah, that's wild. Especially because the Lee isn't capitalized. So it's weird to have your last name start with an uncapitalized letter.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's wild. You know what? I'd say that's wild.
Yeah, that's wild.
Boy, this is the voice I use on this show is like I don't know what it's doing to my vocal cords. I gotta be honest.
Maybe it's saving them because, like, in your regular day, you use your normal voice, but with podcasting, you use completely different muscles and vocal cords, and that's how the body works.
That's true. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Do we gotta get back into that segment? All right, let's close out. That's how the body works. Gotta get back in time. Long segment, but a good segment.
Great segment. I'm really excited about And That's How the Body Works, because I feel like we can just pepper it in wherever.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the show doesn't have enough segments.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we have set segments at the beginning, and it's very rigid and
Martin-like.
But
boy, I'm going to have to put... It's going to say Martin-like in the final edit, I'll tell you that much.
Martin? They say Martin in the Bible.
Oh, my God. Three Martins now. Great.
Is that a bad word to say now?
I don't know. Who knows? Who the hell knows with algorithms and all that? Who cares?
Yeah,
baby. Yeah.
Anyways, what I was saying was true and real.
That's true and real.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah. You're right. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's true and real. I can't deny. Hey, let's go, let's God. You ready to talk about Plus One at an Amish Wedding 2022. I can't believe that's the year this came out.
Did you know that while you were watching the movie that this came out in 2022? New Year, New Poo.
I looked it up like... Yes, New Year, New Poo. I looked it up like pretty early on because I was curious. So yes, I did know that. But for some reason, I thought it was a 2016er as well.
Well, was the inciting incident that led you to look up the year of this movie the terrible sound quality?
Man, I'm so glad you brought it up, because I have a lot of notes about how bad the sound is in this movie. Like, how hard is it to hire a competent sound person?
Did they watch this movie before they released it?
Brother, I don't know. This was a TV movie, first of all.
TV movie, maybe that's why, because they like had it edited and done already, and then they had to like take all the seams out because they put seams in for the commercials.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I knew it was a TV movie, so I was looking for where the commercials might go, and they hid them pretty well in this, which makes me think that this was a jarring experience to watch it on TV. They just cram commercials in wherever.
Like, I feel like they didn't have the right audio files or something when they made the streaming edit, because, like, it's stuff that you could easily just, like, mute for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Like, the running and anything pressed up to the microphones are just ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Stop using lapel mics and shoving them into people's shirts, movies. Stop doing that. It doesn't sound good.
Use something else, or like mute them during those 5 seconds where they're going pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, where they're going.
See, I can't even hear you doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying. It wasn't working. So.
But that's the thing that even emphasizes the fact how easy with technology nowadays you can mute these sounds.
Yeah.
With like very simply adding software or like positions of the mics or different mics.
Like, I'm using Audacity, the cheapest, freest software. Like, I'm not even using GarageBand to like do this, but like, even with Audacity, I can edit. I could have taken this movie and edited all the extra sounds out of it, and it would have taken me, I don't know, an hour?
Yeah. An afternoon. Yeah. Tops for this movie.
Tops, certainly. Yeah, yeah. But like, even things like room noise, where it's like, room noise is so loud when in some coverage, and then opposite coverage in the same scene, there's no room noise, and it's so jarring hearing like every like. Maybe I'm just autistic as frick, I don't know, but like, that kind of stuff drives me crazy when I watch a movie. It really takes me out of the experience.
I'm not an audiophile by any means. I can listen to low quality music quite fine. It doesn't really bother me too much in movies when it's going high and low and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this was just so jarring throughout this entire movie.
Yeah.
Like a person that hadn't been in the scene for a while comes into the scene and they're like not mic'd up properly or something, and it just like the audio gets in and out, and it's wild for kind of a competent movie as far as acting and other things are concerned. It's wild that the audio is so bad.
Yeah, it's like the one area this movie falters in, and cinematography. The cinematography is nothing to write home. Like it's a pretty boilerplate standard shot setting. Like there's nothing interesting about the cinematography in this movie, unlike Beckman, which is full of interesting cinematography.
Very interesting in Beckman, but it's like competent enough for a TV movie if you just put this on the Hallmark Channel or
yeah, but I'd
TLC.
I'd wager Hallmark Channel movies have more life in them than this movie does. Better cinematography.
Oh yeah, way better nowadays for sure. Oh, even though they film them in like 2 weeks.
Like this was a variation of the film to fork to butt to mouth to love type of thing, right? The same kind of movie essentially.
And I was so jizzed about this movie because the first shots are of my New York, of just beautiful Times Square, people being mean to each other, walking around very busily.
That's right.
That's my New York.
Oh yeah. Free shots of no copyright shots of people walking down the street, and yeah, beautiful.
I do appreciate credits that go on for a minute or so that don't have anything to do with the plot or the movie and just have like a very generic sound over them, because that lets me, you know, open my phone and open my notes app and like get a snack.
But I have so few notes for this movie. Like, I didn't take very many notes at all for this movie because there's not a lot to talk about here. There's some good stuff, but like not much.
Well, woman falls in man, falls in love with a robot. The robot turns out to be Amish.
Yep.
The man's brother is getting married, and she's the plus one.
Yep, and she goes there and has trouble fitting into Amish lifestyle, and then she is fine, and everyone likes her, and then all is well in the end.
Well, she saves everybody's life because she's a doctor and knows science.
Yeah, that's true. That is my favorite aspect of the movie, how they're like, we think science is dumb and we think doctors are dumb, and then she just saves people's lives, and they're like, ah, damn, I guess this, like, yeah, I guess it's good to have a doctor because this 22-year-old girl would have died of appendicitis on our farm had we not had this doctor here to like, do something about it. She would have definitely died.
I am surprised that PureFlix put this on their streaming service, because it kind of, like, goes against orthodoxy and, like, makes you, like, kind of think, hey, maybe it's not so good to be rigid about these crazy things and be open to, like, different aspects of different lives, which the Christian church is not for.
Well, you say that, but, like, no, I can't think of an example of it otherwise, so, okay, maybe you're right.
I think there was a cool pope in the middle ground before this pope. He was like, yeah, maybe abortion's cool.
Maybe. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying maybe it is. Maybe.
But then the new pope came out and was like, that guy sucked.
Nah, abortion sucks. Your baby out of your womb, that's for sure. Gotcha. Hey, what do you think of a matcha latte with almond milk?
I've had... Or maybe it was oat milk. And I don't mind it, but I'm not getting that every day.
No. Matcha, I don't understand people's obsession with matcha. Not for me.
I like matcha chocolate, like a matcha Kit Kat bar.
Ooh-wee,
that's good.
That's good, yeah, I like that.
But drinking matcha kind of just tastes like watered-down grass a bit.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's what the almond milk is for. And that's what the cinnamon raisin bagel is for.
But hot sugary grass milk does sound good once in a while, but not every day.
No,
like every month
day.
Or Halloween.
Like, I love that. So April and Jesse, two young lovers. Well, no, they're not at this point. April's a doctor, if you can believe it, and Jesse is a man and a vet. And They both, oh my God, matcha almond latte, matcha latte with almond milk. Oh, this is my order, but it's my order too. Well, let's see what the food you got is. Oh, cinnamon raisin bagel. Well, we both got the same thing. Oh my God, what a meet cute.
It's a delightful meet cute.
My favorite part of that scene is she goes, well, I'm late for work. And the fact that his response wasn't, well, then you shouldn't have stopped for coffee, huh? If you're late for work, you probably shouldn't have stopped for coffee. You probably should have gone to work if you're late.
But you gotta get your calories in. And as a vet, he knows that more than anyone.
That's true. He knows how to fix and set a dog's leg. That's for sure.
And then I like how you can see the writer writing the movie, because they're like, okay, now that I have the meet cute, I have to get them to meet again. Okay, I'll run over a dog and it'll be the nephew of the nephew of the doctor, which never comes back.
No, nope, never see him again. See his mom and dad again, but I guess they both, the kid and the dog, get run over by a car later and die, and we don't see it.
Yeah, that's how it happens. But it was too edgy for TV.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, well, they had to cut that out. That was during the commercial break. Child and dog are killed off screen.
Yeah, they put that in a sentence at the end of the movie.
Hey, welcome back to Plus One at an Amish Wedding. During the commercial break, child and kid dog were killed by a car. Anyway, can you believe how wacky the Amish are?
Just to bring this back again.
Yeah, just in case you needed closure on what happened to that dog, it got sepsis in its broken leg and now it's dead. So that turns out Jesse's not a very good vet.
No, not very good at all. We don't get any clarification on if he's good or not.
No, I mean, he's certainly not busy. Like, when she goes in, the receptionist is like, oh, all our vets are seeing patients right now. And he goes, not all the vets. And it's like, well, why aren't you seeing a patient right now? Nobody left.
Nah. He's not busy.
Nah, he's not very good.
No, he's not good at all. He is a beautiful man. I really fell for this guy.
He's a hunk for sure. He certainly, I get why he left the Amish country during Rumspringa, because yes, like, he's way hotter than everyone else there. He deserves a good life because he's a hunk.
Yeah, and he looked like a 27-year-old sex dynamo at 16 during Rumspringa.
Yeah.
So all the ladies in town wanted to frick him.
Oh yeah. And I love that, like, they the woman, his ex-girlfriend, is like positioned as like, oh, this former love and blah blah blah. And like, that guy is so much hotter than that Amish girl. Like, I don't know. She's not my type. Not for me. But he is a hunk. Oh, my God. Compared to her, he'd be trading down for her if he dumped his, you know, doctor girlfriend.
The Amish lady that he's supposed to be attracted to does look like a Swedish piece of wood. But
yeah, her chicken tastes like wood.
She does look kind of hot in the hospital bed after she gets the appendix back.
Oh,
out.
See.
So maybe.
I would say the opposite. I'd say she was hotter as an Amish person. And then when we saw her in the hospital bed, I went, oh, you have like weird curly hair under that bonnet, huh? Nah, not for me, I don't think.
I have this weird thing for ladies that don't have appendixes. So maybe that's just me seeing it through the film.
Send me a picture of your wife's scar when she comes home from work today.
Oh, I haven't done it yet.
You haven't taken her appendix out? Yeah. You married her?
Yeah, but not yet. I'm building. I'm edging myself.
Right. Much like a good Christian, you're saving yourself for when the time is right.
Because you only get it once, right?
Oh, yeah. You only got one.
Yeah, you can like get a vasectomy reverse, but you can't put an appendix back in.
No.
What I always
look, dear. You can get a vasectomy reversed, but you can't put your appendix back in.
I asked if you wanted broccoli or not.
This is twice you brought up vasectomies in the last, like, in the last two episodes you brought up vasectomies. Are you getting a vasectomy soon?
No, I watched the scene where somebody goes snip, snap, snip, snap, because, oh yeah, it was The Office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, sorry.
He's
okay.
Talking about vasectomy. So I got a vasectomy on the brain. I don't want anybody to ever cut my loins.
Hey, we have a good friend, a mutual good friend, who got a vasectomy, and he told me, busting nuts in your wife without worrying about pregnancy is the best feeling ever. And I was like, damn, dog. All right. Well, damn, dog. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
I feel like everyone should get vasectomies as soon as they hit puberty, and then you should have to get your vasectomy reversed if you want to have kids. That seems better for society.
Duh.
Yeah.
Bust. Do it.
Then you don't have to wear condoms. It's big condom holding society back.
Yeah, condom wants to have their grip on reality stay firm.
Oh, yeah. And they got it in spades.
I just looked at my note about the appendix scene, and it is, girl, your appendix is fricked.
Yeah, as soon as she went, ooh, my side, I went, oh, appendix problems, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not even a doctor. You know what? I'm smarter than the dumb Amish who went, what could this mean, brother? What could this be? Idiots, appendix. Read a friggin' book. Read Teen Bling magazine. You'll learn all about the appendix.
She was probably my favorite character, the young Amish girl that just wants to get out and live life.
Oh, that girl.
Fullest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant the Barton.
No, I'm talking about the younger sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's great. She's got a secret mirror that she looks in. It's just such a funny thing that I didn't know Amish people didn't have mirrors. I knew about the electricity, and I knew about, like, the rape that gets covered up, and I knew about all the, like, nasty stuff with the Amish, but I didn't know that they weren't allowed to have mirrors. So her, like, sitting in her room looking in a pocket mirror is such a funny thing. Like, there I am. Whoa, hello.
Putting lipstick on sometimes, very naughty.
Taking it off, though.
Yeah, you gotta take it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why are there different colored rings around the handle of this broomstick? I don't know. It's like a blowjob.
A blow.
She's practicing blowjobs on the broom. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her mouth.
Exactly. She wants that wood in her mouth. This broom tastes like wood, she says.
Does lipstick make penises taste better?
You're asking the wrong guy. I never wear lipstick when I have a penis in my mouth.
Yeah, I guess I gotta ask somebody else. Maybe I'll ask my father-in-law tonight.
You should. Make sure it's around dinner.
Yeah, I'll whisper it to him.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, could you pass the potatoes? Hey, does lipstick make penises taste better? What?
Sorry, did you say better?
And I said, pass the potatoes. What are you talking about? Wait, what? Isn't that what you said? Lipstick to make penis taste better?
Yeah.
No, you said wood. Didn't you say wood? Same
thing. I don't know. Who could play the tape back?
Oh, you know. And I hardly have time to listen to the new Taylor Swift album, let alone my heart.
Well, you can't listen to your heart.
No. You know,
doesn't Taylor Swift tell you to listen to your heart? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, I think that's her whole shebang, yeah. You know a movie's hip when they mention Taylor Swift 7 times?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's young, it's cool, it's hip, it's now. Yeah. You know it's hip when they mention rock candy a lot.
Oh, yeah, and they they love rock candy.
Rock candy sucks so yep. much.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sugar that you're licking. They barely flavor it.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, rock, we're going to have to get a lot of these. Well, maybe try one first before you spend a dime on, like, a fistful of them. Maybe just try one.
I feel like the set person just bought a bunch of rock candy and was like, you like this now.
That doctor is spending money like crazy when she goes to that, like, to that little, like, corner grocer. And she's like, let's buy all the moon pies and this pie and that thing and all this. And it's like, that rhubarb pie probably cost you $25. Cool out.
That's nothing to her. She's a very wealthy doctor. She goes on vacations at least every year.
Yeah, that line made me laugh when she was like, oh my God, a trip to Paris? I haven't taken a vacation in like a year. And I was like, oh, it must be nice to take a vacation every year.
And that for that to be like a very long time for you to be without a vacation.
Exactly. Like
a whole year?
Oh my God, I can't imagine waiting a whole year to go on a vacation.
Well, guess what, ding dong? You're not going to Paris. You're going to an Amish wedding.
That's right. You're going to Amish country.
I feel like this whole movie... Now, this might be better for final thoughts, but I'm saying it now. This whole movie really...
Yep.
Gives women the... Nope.
Go on.
It just... This woman...
Go on, we're not cutting any of this out.
No, we're not cutting any of it out. And it's good, and it's here, and it's now. But it really fulfills the woman's fantasy of having their boyfriend's family apologize to them.
The dream of all women. If only my partner's family would apologize to me.
Because every male's family is always terrible to the women that they bring home.
Oh,
and for them to have to grovel to them at the end after they you've saved their lives is just so sweet and beautiful.
Yeah, it really is like a slam dunk for this doctor. The fact that she like diagnoses the mom with diabetes, very funny. Very, very funny that the mom is like, Western medicine is dog shit and we don't need that. Also, my joints ache all the time and I get all lightheaded and feel terrible right around dinner time. Oh, you have diabetes. Well, I don't care. I'm just gonna stand up for what's right and God will see me through. And I went, God's gonna see your foot get chopped off in like 6 months, ladies. So just maybe take the insulin.
Yeah, God's gonna see you 8 feet deep. Yeah. Six wasn't enough.
That's right. Of course, for Rumspringer.
Could you see yourself as an Amish?
Well, as a man? Oh, hell yeah. Being a man in Amish is the best. You get to grow a beard. You get to abuse women. You get to live on a farm. What could be better?
You get to raise a barn.
Yeah, in a day. Although, I love he's like, yeah, we can raise a barn in a day. Oh, how long did it take you to raise this barn? 3 days. I guess you're a liar then. Yeah. I guess
moron.
You're not very good at being Amish, huh?
Yeah. Not like the neighbors.
No, they're thinking about a barn up in a day. So Jesse's brother's getting married. They got to go to Amish country to go to the wedding. And this movie is called Plus One at an Amish Wedding, in case you haven't figured that out yet. And the best part about this movie is that we don't see the wedding at all. And also, the girl is not invited to the wedding. So she's technically not a plus one at an Amish wedding.
No, she's a hanger-on at an Amish wedding that nobody wants any part of her.
Actually, she's a hanger-on at an Amish reception.
Yeah, you don't get to see any of the beautiful ceremony that is an Amish wedding, which is a real, I don't know how to say it other than cock tease.
Yeah, agreed. It's a Martin tease, really.
Yeah, it's a Martin tease. And you don't even have to bleep that.
No, it is so weird that this movie sells itself on an Amish wedding and then never delivers on those goods.
Like, I feel like that Tim Allen movie where he goes Amish has, like, a wedding, and he's there, he's doing it.
Yeah, for richer, for poorer?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, oh God, when are we going to do Amish Month?
Amish Month is good, because you got the weasel and his juice in that movie.
Oh, yeah, Son-in-Law, yeah.
Son-in-Law, yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that's all the Amish movies I can think of.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
We could return to this one.
We could return to this one.
There's enough meat on these bones.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the good stuff.
Haven't we?
Like the credits.
Oh, like the 9/11 sticker on the ambulance.
Yeah, because you have to call 9/11 to get rid of Osama.
What did you think of the scene where, like, Jesse is thinking of proposing to April, and they're sitting on the porch of her B&B that she's staying at, and he pours them a glass of wine, and he's about to propose, and then she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. And he's like, I literally just poured a glass of wine. Like, we opened this bottle of wine and poured it. You're going to bed now? Now? You're taking your glass of wine and going to bed? Now? I have to drink my wine in the carriage back home?
Well, she's probably like 5 glasses deep already because she's just been chilling at the Airbnb for a couple hours. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if it was non-alcoholic peach cider.
Probably. Yeah. Well, she's Edward Winehands, so she she shows up at the wedding with a bottle of wine duct taped to each hand, ready to party.
Maybe they would have accepted her then. Are they allowed to drink? The Amish?
I don't know. My heart says no, but like I really
couldn't
tell you.
My dick says yes.
Yeah, well, my dick always says yes. Oh man, there's a great gag in Frasier. I'm blending our worlds. I don't care. There's a great gag in Frasier where Niles is like trying to pick up a woman. He's like trying to hit on this woman. Frasier goes, "How did it go, Niles?" And Niles goes, "Well, her lips said no, but her eyes said, 'Read my lips.'" That's pretty funny. That's a pretty good gag.
That's good 90s gag.
Yeah, good 90s gag. That show's full of good 90s gags.
Probably wouldn't float now, but we'll see once Frasier is released.
What are
again.
You talking about? That is fully respecting a woman's opinion and her consent. She said no. Niles respects it.
Never talk about a woman's lips.
True enough. You're right. You're absolutely right. I apologize to all women.
If you want lips on the penis, don't do it.
Okay. That's good.
That's good.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
It's very good. Okay. Here's some good Amish news.
Yeah.
Or should we save it for next week?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Hang on. All right. We're doing some Amish news. No problem. You got some What's in the Amish News? In Cleveland. That one's a little longer.
In short, yes, the Amish typically drink alcohol.
Great. Back in time.
I really want to sway my head to that music.
It's all good, man. That's Huey Lewis. It gets your head bopping.
I want to get freakier.
What did you think of the best scene in this movie, aka the volleyball scene?
Did they play volleyball?
Yeah, they played a lot of volleyball.
Okay, I checked out then, because I was like, oh, volleyball, I'm very interested in that. And then I looked up again, and I was like, oh, I guess they're not playing volleyball.
Oh, man, there's like a whole sequence that takes place during the volleyball scene. Did you tune back in when, like, that girl's appendix was blowing up then?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, because that happens right after the volleyball scene.
Oh, appendix got me in like Flint, for sure.
Of course, yeah.
When but, like... A bunch of Amish people playing volleyball? I guess that just, like, my mind just wouldn't accept it.
It's so beautiful. It's such a great little scene. It's, like, it's almost as sexy as the Top Gun volleyball scene. Almost, but not quite. There's a lot less skin, obviously, because they're Amish.
I would have to assume that your limbs and joints would be severely limited because of all the heavy draping that those Amish wear.
Right, yeah. Serving must be tough. You don't have the full range of motion of your shoulder.
And that's how the body works.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to make a new theme song for that. We can't be using What's in the News theme songs for That's How the Body Works.
I know, but I'm going to be saying it a lot, and I like it.
All right, good. All right. So, yeah, after the... Because the Amish love to play volleyball at weddings, I guess. That's like an Amish tradition. This is what happens when you don't have things like Nintendo Switches and television and, you know, normal things that people do. Although, I mean, volleyball is like a communal, I guess, that maybe that's better in some ways. I don't know.
You need one ball, and that's all you really need for volleyball. Even baseball, you need gloves and pants and ringlets.
That's true. I thought it was a soccer ball when she walked up, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch the Amish play soccer. And then it was, oh, we're playing volleyball. And I was like, that's even better.
Why aren't they playing soccer? Is it because, like, all Americans cannot, like, play soccer?
Yeah, they don't have the foot coordination.
They hate the English, but one thing that they really glommed on American culture is hating European football.
Oh, yeah, and they should. It's the worst of the sports.
Yeah, running. Offside? You can't tell offside.
Rest in peace, Pele.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. Or gone too late? I don't know. Gone, certainly.
Yeah, but not forgotten.
No, God, no. Died last year, December 29th.
What did you think of the main female character hugging her mother-in-law, or future mother-in-law at the end with the side, like, face squeeze?
I guess that must be my volleyball scene, because I don't think I remember that.
They hug, but they all both turn to the same side and, like, press their cheeks against each other.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they did earlier in the movie. That her and the and Naomi, the girl who's got a bad appendix, that's what they do. They squeeze their faces together.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Is Naomi a popular Amish name? That seems like a very specifically California type name.
I don't know.
Naomi?
Naomi?
Naomi beats nuts.
Oof, Naomi $10,000. Omi? Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. I mean, what else? I don't know. Describe the pain you're feeling. I can't. I don't know how. Well, then I guess you should have gone to school, stupid. Instead of going to Amish school, which is nothing.
And then you just press them. You just press them where they hurt.
Press on the side, blow up her appendix, and then send her to the hospital. I do love that that when Naomi's appendix bursts, April's like, somebody call an ambulance, and everyone just stands there going, what? She goes, oh, I guess she's going to die. All right.
They don't know any of those words. They don't know ambulance. They don't know call. They don't understand what you're saying. Mm-mm. Speak English.
Mm-hmm. Speak English, English. That's what they call non-Amish folk is English for
yeah,
some reason.
English. They're Amish. We're English.
You're English. I wonder if they'd call a Latinx person English.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. I do love that right before her appendix burst, though, she's being such a Barton to April. Like, she's just like, oh, you're holding Jesse's life back, and he's never going to love you, and you're never going to be accepted in our community, and also you're screwing up his whole life, and we all hate you, and I hate you the most, and Jesse's going to definitely break up with you and then marry me because I'm the perfect woman for him. Oh, my appendix! Oh, help me, doctor! Oh, God, help me, doctor!
Like, just do a thruple. You're all hot. Just...
Mm-hmm.
No?
Not Naomi.
Naomi's pretty cool in her wooden Swedish way.
Disagree.
Very Norwegian sex.
I was expecting someone much hotter for the ex. And then when I saw her, I was like, April, you got nothing to worry about. This girl's backwoods and weird and not as attractive as you. You'll be okay. You're going to win.
I guess they had what they had as far as actors.
They had what they had. There's only so many Amish actors out there.
There's so many hot, beautiful Amish actors out there, but they're probably hiding in the woods or dead.
Yeah, probably dead from appendicitis, from easily curable ailments. They stub their toe too hard and then they die, and you go, oh, you could have just put a little splint on that, you would have been fine. No, modern medicine bad. Ugh.
Man, you could just like commit so many crimes in Amish community. They got no video.
Not only can you, they do. And then they just cover them up. The Amish are a terrible group of people, like all weird religious groups that are segregated away from the rest of society. They're all monstrous. And outside, we look at them and go, oh, look at how beautiful that life is. No, it's terrible. They're assaulting women. They're beating kids. They're doing horrible things and then just covering it all up. Duh.
Adam, there's got to be one good one.
Name it.
South Valley, Eastview.
Well, those are all words. Yep. No thanks.
Well, humans can get away with a lot, and we do, and we're terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, what did you think of the end credits of Once Upon a Time in Amish Country, or whatever it is?
Well, I texted you when the end credits came on, because I watched it first, and I watched it best.
True.
And I was blown away that it was just black and complete silence.
Yeah, me too. I was shocked. I have never seen this happen in a movie before.
Yeah, we haven't seen this type of cinema masterpieceness since Sopranos.
Do you think both April and the mother were shot dead?
I think so. I think that's exactly what they're saying. That the characters that you see before the last cut definitely died.
100% they did. Yeah, it was 9/11/2.
Oh, well, actually, the last shot is them going into their own practice because they've moved out of the big city.
Oh, yeah.
They're moving to the small town beside the Amish community, and they're opening their doors to their very fake signed practices.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to black. And I thought it would be funny if it said, and they were never seen again. But then the dark, black, silent credits roll, and I was taken away.
Well, it kind of implies that with the black silent credits, is that, and they were never seen again.
Yeah. I guess they were saying it, but more artistically.
Yeah, well, because the people who made this movie are artists.
Like, honestly, it's a accidental strong statement. I think it's very powerful just to have, like, silent credits, but, like, obviously not on purpose.
No, obviously. No, obviously not because the sound person you hired to do this movie took the money and ran and left you with garbage, but I think, like, I'm racking my brain trying to think of another movie that had that in it, and, like, maybe Avengers Infinity War? Like, that movie ends on a very somber note. Maybe there was nothing over the credits for a while? I don't know.
There was probably at least, like, a violin going, oh.
Yeah, there's probably a violin going, yeah, of course, classic. Of course, yeah. But what was the movie that we watched that was in? That was in a movie that we watched. What was that? It wasn't the original, though.
I have to It feels like Larry the Cable Guy was in it, but he's been in so many things.
It was a cowgirl summer movie. It was definitely.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a cowgirl summer movie.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because I remember, because I found the singer, the lead singer of that band, very attractive, and I don't remember what movie it was. It doesn't matter.
All I want to watch nowadays is Undercover Grandpa, and
I don't know what that is, but I'm stoked on it.
It's a movie that's streaming on a platform that I'm subscribed to, and I started watching it. What I'll do sometimes, if me and the wife are in the living room, I'll just put on like a terrible movie and then leave. And so now it's like on our like continue watching feed, and I see Undercover Grandpa quite a bit now.
So the joke's on you then.
That's fun.
Long term, the joke's like, oh god, his headphones came unplugged. He can't hear me right now. He can't hear me. He still can't. Now he can. Welcome back.
So what you say?
I guess that's it, huh? Hey, Steve, Dr. Steve Creep, what did you think of Plus One at an Amish Wedding 2022?
Well, I really felt like this was the end of a chapter. Fuck you, PureFlix. We're out. And this movie was great.
This movie was great. Fuck you, PureFlix. We're out. Oh, wait. I love you.
I love you.
Wheel. Barton. PureFlix.
We love Arlen. Jizz, jizz.
We love Arlen. We love Reggie. Yeah.
I'm Jizz, Jizzum.
Who else do we love?
Kendrick Brothers.
Yeah,
of course.
Tommy Blaze. We love Tommy Blaze.
We love the sound editor for Plus One at Ivory Threading.
Yeah, we love Brad Stein. Just kidding.
AKA Steve the Creep.